Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check us out on Five Reasons YouTube, more than 15,000 subscribers. Floor is yours. We do that once a week where we interact with all of you. We also do Before Floor, an hour before every game. Post Up 5R comes on right after the game, and Dono Daily is every single day. That's sometime between 12 and 3. Also, fivereasonsports.com, no paywall sports content from South Florida. Get the latest from Brady Hawk and others. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes our friends over at Intense Nutrition. If you're tired of the three-letter chain, you know the one I'm talking about. You walk in there trying to get some supplements and protein, and they're just selling you whatever it is the corporate tells them to sell you. Well, you won't deal with that here. We're not big fans of corporations here at the network. And we're a big fan of this place because of that. Go to Intense Nutrition. They'll work with you on an exact program for you. You can do the Intense Cleanse and Detox. You can lose 10 to 15 pounds in 10 days. They can do the specific stacks for you, whether you're an aging man, a budding athlete, or you just got to fight cold and flu season. That still exists in spite of the other thing that's going on here. And they can help you with the pre- and post-workout regimen. So check them out. It's 954-775-0257, 954-775-0257. Or just go visit in Coral Springs. Pick up a gift card today. Mention Five Reasons. You get 20% off everything in the store but protein. They're at 2540 North University Drive in Coral Springs. It's Intense Nutrition. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscayne. Yay.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. We've got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. We've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. And today we're going to do a couple of hypotheticals. The first one's a little bit more serious than the second. And what we're going to get into today is with 50 games left in the season, the Heat are now 19-13. They're through 32 games. It doesn't feel like that we've only got 50 games left in the season because we haven't really seen the full Heat team play yet. I mean, maybe for a couple of games here or there, but obviously they've been without Bam. They've been without Jimmy now for an extended period of time. They've been without Markieff Morris for more than 20 games. Now PJ Tucker is out. Victor Oladipo has not played. Caleb Martin is still in the protocols and is not going to play until this weekend at the earliest. So they had a bunch of guys who've been hurt. And in fact, last night, and we'll get into this a little bit more, you could argue that the team that was sitting on the bench could get a top four seed in the East, okay, with all of those guys who were there cheering on their teammates. But we're going to do a bit of a hypothetical, and I haven't really asked Greg or Alex this, but I did ask this on Twitter. Now that you're through it, 32 games, ton of road games, right? Difficult schedule with a lot of good opponents until recently, a lot of guys not playing. Would you rather have it play out the way it has played out, where you've had to see some of these young guys, these role guys, these two-way guys take bigger responsibility and perform? Or would you just rather this team have five more wins than it has right now, which is probably what the case would be, somewhere between 3 to 5 wins if everybody had been healthy? Greg.
So a renowned and very revered spiritual teacher named Eckhart Tolle says, life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. How do you know this? This is this experience you need. It's because it's the experience you're having at this moment. So this is all supposed to happen this way, right? I think I've painted lipstick on every Miami Heat pig along the way. Maybe the Hassan sized pig I had trouble with, but I'm not going to do that today. I would rather them have had the full cast of characters, have five more wins and be that much closer to the top seed in the East. I think that it's been informative to watch these guys do what they do. So there's ultimately like it all is happening for a reason. I guess you could say that, but ultimately, like, if you're telling me that they are firing on all cylinders, like they did that first, what was it, 7-8 games? I would take that let's just keep that going. So but ultimately, like, who am I messing with? I'd rather take those wins in the standings.
I mean, we usually quote like the great Royal Shepherd here on the program. I don't know who it is you just quoted, but you just raised the level here to a place that I can't reach. But I will say I'm a little bit surprised that you took that tact, actually, Greg. I thought that you would go more in the direction of, that it's been great for these young players to get all of this experience and maybe it was worth sacrificing 3 or 4 wins for the long haul. Alex, where do you come in on this?
I'm right there with you. I actually thought Leif was going to say the opposite, that he was going to use that quote to then go into saying that this was the experience they needed, because that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't know. I feel like before the season, we were all kind of talking about how this team – at different points throughout the season was going to need guys to come in and be innings eaters. So I think there was always going to be points where we were going to have to find out about other guys that weren't getting huge minutes, but I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of like the fact that they ended up out of it still in the top half of the Eastern Conference, still like top 10 in offensive and defensive rating. You know, I think the second highest point differential in the East, like the hardest schedule for the most part throughout this whole time, other than the past couple of games or whatever. I just think it's pretty impressive, man. Like I think I'm going to take the stance that I thought Leif was going to take, because I love what we've seen from so many of these guys. And I just feel so much better about the depth on this team than before. Like, I just think now I'm looking at this team like, damn, they're deep as hell. And I already felt good about their depth with the way that the season started, when you got good performances from Strus, Morris, right? Obviously, you had Tyler take the leap. I think, like, I was already feeling good about that aspect, right? But all of this has made me feel that much better about it. And I just think it's just a confidence booster for the whole team and for Spo to really believe in these guys going forward.
I'm with Alex on this, actually. And here's why. I mean, okay, so what was the best possible case scenario if everybody was healthy? You win 3 or 4 more games. We're probably crying about games that they didn't take seriously, that they lost when they should have won when they had full rosters. We know that Eric Spoelstra prefers to coach shorthanded teams as opposed to fully loaded teams. That's just the way he's wired. So maybe he's not having as much fun as he's having right now. I feel like and here's the other thing. Kyle Lowry kind of hit on it last night. Okay, because I think that one of the reasons that you would be concerned about this is because of all the minutes that Kyle in particular has had to play, right? Because there's been no Jimmy, there's been no Bam. Other guys have been out. He's had to contribute much more in terms of minutes perspective of workload than you expected. But Kyle seemed to like it. When I asked him the question about gaining trust in the young players, he said, well, now I know that I can play 32 minutes because Gabe can hold it down. I think that is invaluable. Like, I think that's worth 3 losses at this stage of the season when you're still in a home court, potential home court seeding situation, when you're still second in the East in point differential. And look, we've got to take the hit here, guys, because we all were, but particularly me, were concerned about the depth of this team. And now we're coming out of this, and the depth is, I mean, Eric Spoelstra was correct. The depth is a strength. They haven't even really needed that extra roster spot or the Haslam spot. Again, Omer is improving in part, according to Spoelstra and Omer, because he tweeted it out when I tweeted it last night, because of his daily workouts with Haslam. So those 2 roster spots haven't hurt you as much as you thought. KZ is now actually starting to contribute. You got something out of Caleb Martin on a 2-way. You got something significant. I feel like just the confidence level that these guys now have in the young players, that, and particularly that Spoelstra has in these young players, is worth more than the 3 or 4 wins, because you didn't get buried. So, I mean, if we're talking about, the difference between 19 and 13 and 22 and 10, I'll take the 19 and 13 at this stage.
Well, I mean, that was just essentially my play on reverse psychology to get you guys to go in the direction that I would ultimately go with the perspective. That's exactly where I was heading with all of what you guys said. Thank you for articulating it so beautifully, because this is the other thing. Check this out. Like, They are, they didn't lose ground in the standings. They didn't lose ground in terms of games above 500. And we talk about, like, would you rather get the upfront wins and the team at full strength or get these guys some opportunity to see what you got underneath the hood? They're going to get to actually do both. Like, there's a potential that they're going to get guys back on the back half of the schedule when they have a lot more home games and build up the record even further to where they are now. So they could, I mean, they're still, what are they, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 4.5 games, 5 games out of the one seed. Only maybe 3.5 games out of the one seed. I'd have to check that out right off the top of my head. I don't have it, but like, that is not unsurmountable. So like, ultimately, I think they're going to get to do a little bit of both. So I just had to flip you guys up and make sure that you have on the perspective side on this.
I don't know. I feel like if we had said the opposite, you would have gone the other direction, Greg. I'm not
this
totally
is true. You know how I work.
But look, I think the big thing about it is this. Well, but I think we would feel differently about this if any of the injuries were considered a long-term or degenerative thing, right? Like, their longest-term injury, other than Morris, which is the weird one, is Bam, and that's not the kind of thing that's going to derail his season or his career. So, I mean, we're not talking about a torn ACL. Like, that's a different situation. That hasn't happened. And when the biggest problem that we're discussing is how are they going to integrate all of these, you know, not integrate the guys who are out because those guys are going to play, but keep integrated the guys who have performed well, Strus, Vincent, Martin, et cetera. I mean, that's not a terrible problem to have, particularly when you have a head coach who has done this kind of thing before. And also, when we have discussed the possibility of maybe them consolidating some assets to get another player who maybe, you know, can squeeze into a smaller rotation in the playoffs, this now gives you some options, whether it's, you know, even if they don't want to trade Hero or maybe even Duncan, but the fact that Duncan has performed better of late and obviously Hero has emerged to where he's at. I feel like it's been a little bit of an annoying experience to deal with the players out and the fans complaining and everything falling on Duncan, and now it's where's Jimmy, and where's this guy, and where's that guy. Like, that is annoying in the micro, but in the macro, this is a good thing. And the other thing it's done is it has elevated Eric Spoelstra again nationally. He's starting to get some of that attention. Some of that is because Stan always does that when he's on the broadcast, but like, it started to happen last night. I think you take it. I mean, I think we sat here lamenting the Bam situation. I think there's frustration. We can't see Jimmy out there with some of these guys, but you know that they're coming back again, provided that the season continues, which is really guys, the big issue. Alex, if there's one thing that you wish had not happened so far this year, like you could take one. Okay. Like, is it Bam? I mean, is it still Bam? Is that the one thing that you would say, you know, obviously nobody wants COVID and, you know, I get that, but I'm saying, like, is that the one thing still that you'd say, okay, if we could take one thing back, that we'd be okay with that not happening?
Probably Bam. But at the same time, it's like, if that didn't happen, we wouldn't have seen the ultimate emergence of PJ. And I know they were already using him in different ways than other teams before the Bam injury happened, but we really saw that come full circle, I think, when Bam went out. So I don't even know. I don't even have an answer for this. I honestly, PJ, like, I think they're going to miss PJ a lot more as time goes on. And that was kind of a Band-Aid on it last night with, since Tyler just happened to return in the first game that PJ was out, and Tyler just looked incredible in the 21 minutes that he played, and the game was never even really a close game. So I think it'll hurt them more down the stretch with this current roster. But I don't have an answer for that. I just think the fact that we've seen – so between Vincent and Strus, between Caleb Martin, between now KZ being playable, giving you 16 points last night, which is actually huge for him. You know, Omer seems playable. It just feels like, you know, this team doesn't even really need to make additions at this point. I don't know if we're living in the moment. We're living in the high of them making all their threes at the same time, because that's partly what is happening. But it's like, it's also part of the game plan, right? They're not just chucking up threes. Like, they're getting a lot of good looks. It's not just some like fraudulent 3-point shooting thing.
But you sound like Brady and Greg and I did last night, because we kind of said the same thing. Like, we talked all before the season. What were they going to need to add? And now we're kind of like, what do they really need to add? I mean, Brady pointed out, you know, if Morris doesn't come back, that you may need one more big for the rotation. Yep. I think that's a fair thing to say, but I don't think that you need a backup for Jimmy now. I think you've got two of those on the roster in Martin and Strus. I don't think you need a backup for Lowry now. I think you have one in Vincent. You know, we talk about all those other options. I mean, would Isaiah Thomas be better here than Gabe Vincent is? No. Right. I mean, so some of these point guard options that we discussed earlier, because their names are not necessarily better options.
Yeah,
it just seems like, DJ Augustine, look, he was one guy I think we all like, and he can run a second unit maybe more comfortably than Gabe can. But if Tyler's going to be running the second unit, it's not really necessary, right? I mean, that's not as big of an issue. All right, so when we come back, we're going to have a little bit of fun with this, though. There was a pretty significant crew on the side last night enjoying it, and they were enjoying what the guys on the floor were doing. What if they actually scrimmaged against each other in a game? How would that go? We're going to talk about that in a second. Before we do, I want to tell you about one code that you can use for two products here. Therapist preferred at manscaped.com. Get your CBD, get your grooming products. You want to use the code 5RSN. That's 5RSN, 25% off at Therapist Preferred, the best CBD. You get the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies, and all that stuff that can help you sleep, help you recover. And of course, at manscaped.com, you can get all the grooming products, the cologne, the deodorant, and much, much more. So go to manscaped.com. therapistpreferred.com. I know that Christmas is coming up. You may not be able to get it just in time, but if you forgot somebody, this is a great thing to do. Go to therapistpreferred.com, manscaped.com, use the code 5RSN, or if you just decided not to spend any money on anybody else, you got some left, spend it on yourself. Use that code 5RSN. And of course, we always tell you this, Daily Fantasy, go to prizepicks.com, use the code 5FIVE. As long as there are NFL games, it'll give you something to do. All right, let's get into what I was talking about with last night. So here, sitting on the bench, although they weren't sitting for very long, Oladipo almost never sat the whole game. He was so into it. You had Victor Oladipo, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, PJ Tucker, Markieff Morris, and then Caleb Martin is away from the team because of COVID protocols. You've got those six players, okay? On the floor, Lowry, Hero, Robinson, Dedmon, Strus, Vincent. Let's take those six, but you've got other options too. You could go with Akpala, you could go with Haslam, Garrett, Yurtseven. All right. Put those guys at a scrimmage against each other. How close is that game?
It's a close game. I think there's a little bit of a talent gap, but when you posted this, it made me think for a little bit, even though it's kind of a dumb question, it's kind of fun. I voted for the Lowry team. I voted for the healthy team. I think the team right now, like, they have some of what's going on with the three-point shooting is because, like I said, like, it's part of their game plan because that's the type of guys they've got out there. Their game plan is going to change when Jimmy and Bam are back, and they're going to be running a lot more stuff through the mid-post. Maybe the pace slows down a little bit. Then things are a little bit slow. I don't think that team is beating this healthy team, man. I think if you were to just try to put that team out there on the floor together, there would be absolutely no spacing, man. You look at Jimmy, Bam, PJ, Depot, Caleb, like, it would be tough. Like, even though that team is more talented because you've got Jimmy and Bam there, you've got Oladipo there, you know, he's the X factor. Who knows how good he looks, right, if he were to come back. But I'm taking the Lowry team, man. I think Lowry, Hero, and these guys have already figured it out, and you would have to account for that part of figuring out how to play together, whereas Jimmy, Bam, Caleb, Depot, and PJ, and Markieff, I think that would be – I think that team would struggle to get good looks.
See, like, well, you
got to assume health, Craig.
Great
Craig,
defense,
you got to assume health.
No, and the hell out of the other team.
That's what I was about to say. Like, in a scrimmage, like, that Jimmy and Minnesota stuff kind of sticks to my guts when I think about how that would transpire in a scrimmage environment, because like spacing and that kind of stuff doesn't get as magnified in that environment. And then I guess I'd have to ask who's coaching who, because if Spo is coaching the team with no guys that can shoot, the Jimmy Bam squad, I would trust him to figure something out that would work for those guys. But I do see Alex's point that it's not really the roster that fits together, but you're not going to get me to pick against Jimmy and Bam in that scenario. I'm going with the talent.
But Spoelstra would not go with the talent. Spoelstra would coach the other team. Spoelstra would coach the team he's coaching now. You know that.
Riley would coach the Jimmy and Bam team.
Riley would coach the Jimmy Bam team, right? They'd be pounding the ball inside. That team would live at the line against the healthy the team that's healthy now, right? Like Jimmy and Bam and Depot, you would assume, again, assuming Depot's health, would live at the line. It's a much more gifted team, no question.
You never have to foul. You can just collapse the paint every time.
Well, who would guard Jimmy, I guess, is the question, right? Because you got a zone, right? Yeah, because you don't have anybody to guard him, right?
That's different. See, if Spo's coaching that group and they're zoning, now we're putting all kinds of qualifications on this.
Well, we're going to say Spo's coaching that team. You can let Riley coach the other team. But I would say Lowry's.
If I can have Zoe, I'm in.
Which Zoe? 2006 Zoe or 1999 Zoe?
Any version. The version right now, actually.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, we'll see. I will say this. Kyle would probably want to guard Jimmy, right? I would figure. Like, he would want to guard Jimmy face up.
They would hunt Duncan. So
Deadman on Bam, right? Well, they would hunt Duncan. Well, I'm trying to think, though. Hunt Duncan with who? With Jimmy? You're starting PJ at the four, right? So if Duncan is going to start at the four – or Max is going to start at the four. Like, that's a matchup you can handle. I mean, they're going to make that team come out and guard the arc. I mean, there's no question. I mean, because you're talking about spacing. It's funny. When I posted this, I thought it would be 100% picking the team with the All-Stars. Jimmy, Bam, Oladipo, and then you get Tucker, Morris, you know, and Caleb thrown in. But I can see a path to victory for the other team, particularly if you're spacing, you're hitting your threes. Three's better than two. And you're zoning.
Kyle. You
got no chance.
And you got Spoelstra. Well, you know what Kyle's going to say. Kyle's going to say the team I'm on, right?
Maybe.
Anyway. All right. We'll throw it out to our listeners. All right. Thanks to Intense Nutrition for sponsoring. Thanks, of course. I mentioned five reasons. Get 20% off everything but protein. Therapistpreferred.com, manscaped.com. Use the code 5RSN and get your discounts there. And, of course, prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. Back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.